You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Who's going to play today? Anastasia.
What is
Say it?
Say
it again.
Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Yes. Beautiful. It's like a Disney
name.
Princess.
Mm.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. So please tell us what you're doing today. What's going on?
I'm actually in the middle of moving, so I'm going to the old condo and cleaning it today, so to get mm-hmm. it ready for the next person.
There you go.
Did
Good
you
job.
Move to a different little suburb or a different part of town, or are you, what's the story?
Yes. Yes, I was living downtown on Capitol Hill, and now I am by Quincy Reservoir.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's a nice move. It's pretty down right. there. Did you have to recruit a bunch of friends to help you move?
Yeah.
Yeah? How are you spiffing them?
Just food.
Food.
There we go. Back beer, to food again.
Beer and pizza.
Back and to food yes. again.
Beer and pizza. That's all it takes.
You think you're going to miss the Capitol Hill area?
I'm definitely going to miss the view of the part of the condo because you could see a 360 view of Colorado. So
that's pretty.
Going to be missed.
And you probably were able to walk to a bunch of places, too. And that doesn't happen yeah. out at Quincy Reservoir.
No.
Yeah.
I noticed on, I think, is it Zillow or whatever? They have the walking score now. When you look at a house, mm-hmm. it tells you, like, what is your walking score? Like, right. when I lived there behind the radio station in that high rise, the walking score was huge. I could walk to everything. There would be times, Anastasia, where I didn't see my car for, like, 4 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And now I moved to
nice,
a place.
Though.
Yeah, it's so good. That's what I really miss about that. But where I live now, I checked my Zillow walking score of my house is officially a zero.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's out in the boonies.
You can't walk to anything where I live.
Right.
So.
Are you saving money? Is your rent or mortgage going to be lower?
It's just a little bit higher, but that's fine. We're in the owning stage, so that's
oh,
okay
good for
me.
You. That's a good step.
Way to
yes.
go.
Big step.
Well, congratulations yeah. on that.
Thank you so much.
The cleaning part sucks though too, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does. Definitely does.
More beer and pizza. Make your friends do it.
Right. Hey, I will tell you, Anastasia, we have an awful lot of people who have cleaning companies. They would love your business. You know, you could throw them a few $100 and they'll clean it up for you.
I know. I did think about that too because I'm like, I don't want to double clean.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Listen, let's play some rattle off. Maybe you'll get some funny comedian concert tickets. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Now, here's my message to everyone who is on hold. If Anastasia wins this, you don't have to hang up. Because we would still love to come back and talk to you.
Yeah.
And I think she might get this one.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. And this is like my first time ever getting hold of anybody in the radio station. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Okay. Well, then don't
I'm
blow it.
Excited.
You better win.
Yes. I better. Hopefully it's a good category that I know.
Well, we don't know what you know.
Something. Have we treated you fine? I mean, have you had a good experience so far getting through?
Yes. Well, I've tried. I think I just called a little bit too late.
No, I'm talking about right now. Has this been a good experience for you today?
Yeah, have you enjoyed
definitely.
Talking?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do enjoy talking to you boys.
Thank you. Make sure you put that on your Yelp review, okay?
Every morning. Oh, my gosh. You guys are so funny. You make me crack up.
Oh, I'm going to save that audio. Thank you very much.
Aw. Man, if we could
You're so
if
sweet.
We could tongue kiss you right now, we would.
I wish you'd bring us beer and pizza.
Goodness. I yeah. know, I will. My parents uh-huh. live in that area right there.
Over by the radio station?
Yeah, send your mom yes. down, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
We'll kiss her, too. I mean, we don't care.
Okay.
Give her a little squeeze. Big old bear hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds like a good time.
All right, this one, this just happens to be the segment or the topic that's coming up in the rotation. And it's based on the fact that we were talking about this a little while ago.
Okay.
I think it's too easy. But in 10 seconds, because today is National Dessert Day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we love that, don't we? Back to food again.
Yes. Yes, I love food.
Well, in 10 seconds, we need you to give us five desserts that are not chocolate. Five desserts that are not chocolate. Ready and go!
Parfait. Oh, my gosh. A banana pudding. We have... Oh, my gosh. It's like you could think when you're not under the pressure.
Yeah. But now you're like, dessert? What's a dessert? I've never heard of a dessert.
What kind of dessert do I like? I guess I only like banana pudding.
That's it. That's a good one, though. The little Nilla wafers choice. In there.
Yes, I love Nillas.
Oh, my God. You could not be more flipping adorable. But you did not win is the sad story.
No, it's okay. I got to talk to you guys.
Well, we love you.
That's a win right there.
We're excited to meet your mom, too, so thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll bring her.
Okay.
Well, the pleasure was all ours, Anastasia. Good luck with your cleaning and your move, and have a great weekend, okay?
Yes, hopefully you guys call me back for the Monster Cash.
Hope so.
We'll see.
Make sure you answer.
Oh, definitely. I'm answering. Every time it rings at the 9th or the 8:31, somebody calls me. I'm like, why are you calling me? I don't want to talk to you. I'm trying to talk to the boys.
You're so fun.
We love you.
You're so nice.
I love you too, guys. Have a good day.
All right, kisses.
Okay, bye.
Yes, bye.
Bye. I want to hang out with her.
I do, too. Save so all of that audio.
All of it. It's going all over
some
this
of it
station.
Needs to go to Marky.
Mark. Yep.
Well, yeah, Marky's got to get some of that for a new Mindbender promo or something. All right. Who else? Everyone else who's holding, let's see what they have to say for themselves, like this dude, Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're fine, Matt.
Come on. Are you kidding? After that talk with Anastasia, who wouldn't be
She's
on
really
cloud
good.
I'd say, you know.
What are you doing this weekend, Matty boy?
I'm also moving.
Huh.
But I'm not helping Anastasia. Got to move my own stuff.
Yeah, where are you moving to and from and all around? Where are you going?
We got a house in Arvada, and we're moving from Golden. A bigger house, bigger square footage, so.
More space for all your
you're
junk.
You're going to be an 8-triple-O person, so good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do for a living, Matt?
Cool.
What do I do for a living?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I work for Williams Foreman Engineering. They're a ground anchoring company.
Ground anchoring.
I don't know what any of that means, but, you know, that's cool. Yeah.
You're anchoring things into the ground, like a bridge or something, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Bridges, dams, different structures, you know, it's cool.
I think he just wanted to say dam on the radio.
Damn.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly, you know.
How far down do you have to go to hold a bridge down? Like, how far down do you have to drill?
I am actually not sure on that.
Yeah.
I'm not driving over that
bridge. I work for a drilling engineer company, but I have no idea.
I'll take a ferry across rather than getting on Matt's bridge. Like, I don't even know.
His drawings, he just writes, seems deep enough.
Yeah. That looks about right. Next.
It's past my leg.
Past your leg? I could stand in that hole. That'll be fine.
Oh, that's funny.
You're goofy, Matt.
All right, Matt, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Based on something else that we heard this morning, in 10 seconds, and let your mind wander here, Matt, okay? Don't be too much of a... what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Don't be too much of a literal person, okay? So let your mind wander. 10 seconds. Five things you would not want to get in your eye. Five things you don't want to get in your eye. Ready? And... go!
Glass, gas, medicine, sticks, leaves, dirt. mud.
I think all that works. Hot,
it all works.
Hot lava.
Hot lava, you know.
Yeah.
A spear.
Spear.
Listen, you are a
winner.
Yeah, good for you.
Good job,
no,
Matt.
I'm excited. Sweet. Thank you, guys.
Well,
you're welcome.
Listen, if you will stand by, Josh will come back. He'll tell you about your prize, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Later.
Have a good weekend. All right, so two people stayed on the line after that. Everybody else hung up, which hurts our feelings, I might say.
All right, who do we have?
But Mavi and Jessica continued to hold, so we're going to talk to both of them. Am I pronouncing it right, Mavi?
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
Hi. Am I pronouncing your name properly? Mavi, is that right?
Yes.
Turn your radio
Are
down.
Are you paying attention to something else?
Turn your radio all the way down.
No, just my manager.
Ugh. Your manager's the worst.
But no, I promise. No speaker, no Bluetooth.
Okay. You're at work right now, right? What are you doing?
Well, I'm not doing anything yet.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, boy. What's your job?
Oh, boy.
I just install light bulbs. That's it.
Install light bulbs.
No, you don't. What do you really do?
I install light bulbs.
Like, do you switch things out to LED? Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, okay. All right.
How can that be your job? You walk around different buildings and just unscrew one light bulb and put another one in?
Yeah, but sometimes they're different light bulbs. It can get hard, Dom.
Yeah. I know somebody who owns a light bulb company, essentially, and they go around and do all the stadium bulbs. A lot of stadiums, they switch out to LED, and they do all the stadiums.
Mavi's not going around to stadiums.
Is that you?
And doing that?
No, not stadiums. It's apartments and condos and
okay.
homes.
Okay. Smaller scale.
Hmm.
Yeah, we're contracted under Excel, so.
All right.
Well, how many light bulbs in a day are you screwing in?
On a good day? 1,000.
Yeah, on a good
1,000
day.
Bulbs?
Yeah.
Your wrist has to be tired.
You know, this is how I get strong.
Get strong. What's on an average day? Because I want to know where my money's going when I pay my XL bill.
On an average day? At least 500.
500 bulbs. Hmm. That's cool. You're saving the planet, I guess?
Yeah, I'm a cog in the wheel.
Yeah. We're using less energy because of her.
So many times on this show, we have talked about how there are jobs that you never ever think about. And now
this
we're talking to somebody whose job is to go around, unscrew one light bulb, and put another one in. That's her job.
Saving the planet.
Yeah. But sometimes they're hot or they're stuck.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I'm an expert.
You can get them unstuck.
What's your technique for a stuck light bulb?
Okay. Well, first, you got to make sure you have your gloves on.
Okay.
Yeah.
You always turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to get a firm hold. Usually, it's not even the bulb that's stuck. It's the lighting fixture that won't open.
Mm-hmm.
You got to
mm-hmm.
stay center.
Yeah.
And really, like,
yeah. Tell
focus
me more.
Your strength and your energy.
Tell
and
me
then
more.
You can go for it.
Yeah, that's right.
This is a Zen thing, isn't it? Right? You got to center yourself.
You should describe all that a little slower.
I think what you need to do, Mavi, is you need to create a YouTube video, instructional video, on how to change a light bulb, and I'll bet you'll get 50 million views.
Well, here's what I'll do. I'll do one in my regular work outfit, and then I'll do one
for your OnlyFans.
In an itty-bitty, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini, and then I'll tell you which one does better.
Well, I think we know which one's going to do better.
I don't know. People are there for the content.
Do you know the potato trick?
Well.
Oh, yeah. That's not what I do, but...
Tell me the potato trick.
Well, if you're unscrewing a light bulb out of your lamp, and it's the old incandescent kind, and it snaps, and just the glass comes off,
mm-hmm.
and the metal piece is
mm-hmm.
still down in the bottom,
mm-hmm.
you cut a potato in half...
Mm-hmm.
And then you jam the flat end down into the lamp where the metal mm-hmm. piece is, and it grips it, and you just mm-hmm. spin the potato, and it pulls the metal piece out.
Can't you just take, like, a pair of needle-nose pliers and grasp
the... No, you could damage all the stuff in there.
No. Just around the rim of the bulb itself, just grab hold of the rim and turn it.
So, Don,
why do you need
can't
to go ruin a potato?
You can't grab it because it's flush in there.
And it's sometimes like, you run out of potatoes. So.
Or you can take a pair of regular pliers, put them inside, and open them so they're pressing up on the inside
of
it. And
you can still bend it. You can bend that.
That's exactly what I do.
See? I know what I'm talking about, Jeremy.
You know what I do is I just throw that lamp in the trash and buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane, Mavi. I cannot believe. You know what? I'm going to find out later that you're just funning with us and this is not really your job. But
I promise it's my job. Take it very seriously.
You've pulled it off.
Apparently,
really,
with that
really
bikini
well.
Comment, you take it very seriously.
Oh, my God.
All right.
We love you, Mavi.
Go live your life.
Thank you.
Bye. Nice meeting
Have
you.
Have a good day. Bye. Don't get electrocuted.
Okay.
She's like, okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Huh.
She kind of fizzled out at the end. Didn't
yeah.
She got work to do. Jessica, did you know that there was a person whose job was simply to change light bulbs?
I mean, it makes sense, but no, it's not a job that I would have actively known existed.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you could give somebody a piece of paper and say, write down 100 jobs. Nobody would write down that job.
And what's that job posting like when you see that online? Like, when it, you know, lists out the qualifications and stuff.
You know what? They put something else that's much more like, you're a quality control inspector for XL Energy.
Lighting
that's what
specialist.
They put.
A lighting specialist.
Lighting specialist.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh. No potato required.
Right.
God.
It's cheap equipment, though.
It is.
All right, so now we get to find out and probe into your life, Jessica. What do you do?
I work at a flooring store, and then my husband and I also own a small business. Which one do you want to hear about?
A small business.
Yeah, what do you do? Like, what's your, you don't have to tell us the company, but just what is it that you do?
Well, I work in flooring sales. So you come in, and I help you find flooring, and then I... You know,
no, but I'm talking about
find me
your,
some
your,
laminate immediately.
I'm talking about the job with your husband. What do you
Yeah,
do?
What's the small business?
Oh, okay. So he builds furniture out of reclaimed materials and like repurposed antiques, but it's like upscale repurposing. And then I do like the back end, the boring stuff. So like the social media and the website.
I love that. I follow a ton of people on Instagram that do all that, actually. So you keep posting that stuff because it's actually pretty cool.
How's that going, by the way?
It's actually going really well. We started it in 2021 and have really seen a lot of growth these last 2 years. So we're just excited to see where it takes us. It gives my husband the freedom to, set his own schedule. And
be creative and work with his hands. Yeah. Does he make those big dining room tables that are made out of, like, a big piece of timber, like, that's been sawed in half? Can he do that?
I mean, he absolutely can. He does all of the metal, all, like, the metal fabrication in-house, and he does powder coating, and he does all the woodwork, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, I want one of those big tables, so.
I like it. Let me ask you this. Where'd you meet that guy?
I met him. He likes to say we met on Craigslist, but we didn't. I worked for a really small construction company about 13 years ago, and he applied to be a subcontractor. So we met through work, but it's really funny because I told my boss at the time, I was just like, hey, hire somebody cute for me, like figured it couldn't hurt. And so my boss, who was kind of off his rocker, was actually drunk during the interview. I was not present, but he interviewed my husband drunk and asked if he could send me his picture to see if he was good looking enough to hire.
Awesome.
That is such a great story.
So good.
What did your husband say?
He said, yeah, that's fine as long as I can still get the job.
You're like, I need some money too, besides the loving.
So suddenly you get a photo of some hot dude, and you're like, hire him.
I'm in.
I was mortified for him. I felt so embarrassed, on his behalf. And then we met for like paperwork and stuff. Found out we were both single parents, and so we got together. He was new to Denver. We went to Lakeside and got the kids together, and you know, fell in love. So.
Oh,
that's a great story.
Such a sweet story.
You know, there's not a dry eye in the room right now.
Oh. Yeah, mine either.
So cute.
Well, you know what? On that note, we're going to say thank you very much for making our day. Thank you for listening. Sure. And for holding for so long, we hope you call back next week to play Rattle Off with us, okay, Jessica?
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
you
Jess.
You too. We have the greatest listeners ever. And they got damn good stories, too.